Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hey friend, I'm so glad you're here for Habit Hack Thursday. We're continuing our food freedom habit hacking series, and I'm giving you a little sneak peek into my episode in the Habit Hacking Masterclass Emotional Eating Edition. And one of my ultimate favorite habit hacks that I share to help you when you are finding yourself emotionally eating. You know, this masterclass is really leading with empathy and empowerment, and I'm so excited for everyone who has downloaded it to listen. Like, girl, it was created with you in mind. So if you need some really simple tips from the perspective of knowing that you're a busy millennial mom, that sometimes we feel guilt and shame, or we're confused about our cravings during our cycle and our blood sugar levels, and you just want to feel empowered about your eating choices, then go listen. It doesn't hurt, right? You can listen to it while you're being mom Uber later this evening. Go to habithackingmasterclass.com, download it, and start listening. So this is a quick episode. If you're in my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course, another audio course, right? Because I know how you need things, girl. I've talked about it there. I've probably even talked about it on the podcast before, but I think it's so timely to share it again this time of year, and especially doing this series all around food freedom. So if you are usually triggered and you find yourself emotionally eating, there's obviously emotions with it, right?
you'll find the common theme in our masterclass and everything that I do as far as like my Atomic Habits for Women philosophy is to be intentional, like to really evaluate and gather the facts. And sometimes we need to not just mindlessly eat or look back later and feel that guilt or shame, but really take a moment to stop and pause and to think, to feel before we choose to emotionally eat or not emotionally eat. Now, we're totally not saying you shouldn't ever emotionally eat. Like, hello, food freedom. I'm probably going to emotionally eat later this week too because my cycle's coming. TMI, but it's true. But with so many tabs open in our heads, I feel like that's why we feel so mindless when it comes to eating and emotional eating, or we're so overscheduled and then like you find yourself, you're hangry and you just eat whatever to make you feel good and numb out, right? So we need to halt. H-A-L-T. So HALT is an acronym to remember before you emotionally eat. So you halt, you stop, you pause, and you ask yourself if you are H, hungry. Like, are you actually hungry? Like, is your stomach growling? Do you feel lightheaded? Do you need to actually eat? And in the Habit Hacking Masterclass, Emotionally Eating Edition, we actually talk in one of our episodes with Nicole about physical hunger versus cravings. So good. So are you actually hungry? A, are you angry? Are you like pissed off about something, right? Did somebody say something that ticked you off? L, are you lonely? It can be very lonely sometimes because our girlfriends who are moms too, we're all so busy and sometimes we forget to connect with one another, or, you know, sometimes you're just going through the motions of your schedule every day with your family and your husband and your kids. Maybe you feel a little lonely. Or maybe T, maybe you're just tired. Like, girl, you are tired. You need a nap. So if you stop and H-A-L-T, ask yourself these questions. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. You can then feel empowered in your choice what to do from there. You can choose to do another habit instead of emotional eating. So you'll find you probably have a habit loop around emotional eating, right? And if you halt, you can create a healthier habit loop that will serve you and your body and mind long term. Now, my philosophy is always training for life and ensuring that the foods I personally eat give me energy, but also feed my soul, and finding that perfect balance for me instead of having that all or nothing mentality where I'm restricting all the time or I'm just going like balls to the walls with emotional eating. There's a sweet spot, literally a sweet spot that you can find. And habit hacking this, stopping, halting, asking yourself, living in those emotions, acknowledging them, and creating a new habit loop around that can help. So hence again, this is why women have to do habits differently. You know, when I was putting together this masterclass, I was asking my husband about emotional eating and stuff, and he was just kind of like, huh? I'm just eat something, I eat it. If I want it, I want it. You know, this is why we have to do habits differently and coming at it from a different perspective, because we're just built differently biologically. We're built differently as far as like being very nurturing beings by nature, and we just need to do it differently, okay? I got you. So just a reminder, maybe you can type this as a note in your notes app on your phone. HALT stands for H, are you hungry? A, are you angry? Or maybe it's a combination of both of those. Are you hangry? L, are you lonely? T, are you tired? And can you lean into those emotions and create a healthier habit loop? Maybe take a nap, maybe do some connection with somebody, or actually eat a satiating meal so you don't find yourself emotionally eating all the time. This is that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy, and we dig into it so much deeper inside my signature course, but specifically around emotional eating, go grab the Habit Hacking Masterclass, Emotional Eating Edition, until the 21st. I'm so proud of you for taking action. I love these contributors so much and their heart for service, and they are going to help you with habit hacking your emotional eating. So don't forget to halt. I hope today was useful. Let me know if you loved it, and I'll see you later next week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen, it's linked in the show notes, to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.